And reset. And... sorry to interrupt, but we're about to go live. Fuck that, we already played it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, fireworks!
Oh, that was awesomely timed.
And movies. Today is Saturday. What the hell day is this? Oh my god, go away. I can't look at the date on my watch. I think it's June the 13th. Yes, it is. It's Saturday, June the 13th, and I am Miranda Janelle. Kitty?
Sorry. Yeah.
Turn off the stream and do the show.
I got distracted.
Yeah.
Lots of noises going on right now.
Who the hell are you?
I'm that freaking cat.
Ay, ay, ay.
Fuck you, I am cat.
Will you do the show?
I'm doing the show. Don't freak out because you had stuff going on. Don't freak out at me.
It's your fucking line.
Chill out.
It's your line. Read it. Read it. We can't go on until you read that line.
Oh, if you want to interact with the show, we're at midnight. We're at Movie Nights Pod. I always say midnight. We are at mid.
We're at Movie Nights Pod.
Yeah. You can tweet us there if you're listening live or whenever. But... tweeting live is fun. It's fun, too.
Oh, yeah. See, we're already getting interaction on
tweet. We have been getting interaction.
Yeah, no shit, but I haven't been able to see it because I got this weird-ass idea about 5 hours before the show. Hey, I should get a larger SSD and install it in this computer. This... computer that, might I add, died on Sunday night.
Yeah, it got killed.
Yeah.
You go die now.
Fuck you. I just got it back. You don't tell it to die.
Oh, that was last week.
I will throat kick you if...
Yeah, I'm going to bring that up later. That is funny.
Yeah. Oh, yay, yay. I wonder how loud the fireworks are actually registering right now.
I have no idea.
They'll stop talking while they're going off. And they're registering a little bit. All right. Anyway, so I got this idea. I had a nightmare, hellish week. And mostly because my laptop. I love this machine. It's been through a lot. I've swapped out some of her parts, you know. In fact, I've swapped out a lot of her parts. Shut up. What?
Nothing. I thought of something I thought that was funny from earlier today. Nothing you were saying.
All right, whatever. God, I'm so distracted now.
Because things are exploding.
No, it's not because things are exploding. It's because... All right. So anyway, laptop dies. I'm spending the entire week... I thought I was going to be relying on this MacBook Air that I have as a backup. But it turned out I didn't have the adapter to charge it. And the battery was toast. So I had two laptops. One my own, one my company's, two laptops out for service this week. Yay. So the only other option I had in order to do my work was to cripple the server that sends out the Midnight Movie Nights stream. It's actually my original MacBook Pro. And damn it, that thing has been going strong for damn near 8 years now. And that's just a freaking awesome machine. But anyway, so I got my lovely laptop back today. They had to replace the logic board. There was it was part of their quality program. In other words, there was a recall out because people have been having video issues. I've had this really strange video issue that I've been trying to track down for months now. It's mostly affected Getting Geeky, but it kind of affected Midnight Movie Nights last week it was on Getting Geeky that the Thunderbolt display, it started acting up. I thought it was going bad. I never assumed that it was the video card built into the logic board in my MacBook Pro. But hey, it was. And Sunday night, it had an unceremonious death after I completely prepped my day and everything for Monday. Oh my God, I was so ahead of things on Sunday night going into Monday. And I had this really cool thing going on where I was waking up really early in the morning, and I wasn't sure if I was developing a new sleeping disorder or if things were finally getting back to normal. It actually felt like things were finally getting back to normal. But no. Oh no. Not only did my fucking laptop have to die, but things most definitely were not getting back to normal. And I would think it would be the new sleeping medication that my doctor prescribed, except I started having the problem before I started taking it. But the med made it so much worse. So on average this week, each night, I have been getting a grand total of about 3 hours of sleep. I had 2 nights with 4 hours and 3 nights with 2 hours. It fucking sucked. In fact, one of the nights, Wednesday night, I went to bed at 10 p.m. and I woke up at midnight and could not get back to sleep. Ugh. Yeah.
Horrible.
This week has really sucked. Not only did I not have my favorite laptop, but I've got fucking sleeping disorder that has turned into full-blown insomnia, and I had a prescription that I couldn't end up getting filled until freaking Wednesday, which really sucked because I really needed that, and there was some kind of bullshit between my pharmacy and my doctor, and it just, this week fucking sucked. I think I'm done. Anyway, I got my laptop back today, and a lot of good things happened today. And so I started thinking, you know, I'm actually feeling a little bit better today. I did wake up after the 2 hour mark, but for the first time all week, I actually fell back asleep. It was amazing. I remember being up at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I did actually end up falling back asleep. So yay. Even though I only got about 4.5 hours of sleep, that was still more than I've gotten all week, and so I was feeling a little bit better. Went to work, got the call that my laptop was ready, picked it up. Yay, I'm super happy. Came home, got to talk to Marianne for quite a bit today.
There goes the finale.
Yeah, it's loud. Got home, had some Chipotle leftovers, yum, and then at about 4 p.m. I get the idea, you know what, I just had the logic board replaced in this, and I've been wanting to do a fresh install on this machine for quite some time, so why the hell not go get the larger SSD and install it before the show? I can do this. All I have to do is, let's think this out. There's 7 phases of this. Number 1, download the OS. Number 2, back up the machine. Number 3, acquire the new SSD. Number 4, create the boot media. Number 5, install the new SSD. And everything went fine all the way up to 5. Everything was going according to plan. 4 took a little bit longer than I had anticipated, but that was fine. I still had 2 hours to go. All right. Phase 6, install the OS. Someone got a little impatient, and when it said about 1 second left for 10 minutes, she decided to reboot. That was a mistake. That's what delayed the show. That one mistake. I opened up the log console and it looked like it had just failed on deregistering a cache. And it's like, oh, okay, well, this looks like it has completed. I will just restart this machine and hope it boots. Wrong. Hashtag get stupid. I got stupid. I knew this was going to be stupid when I had this idea. In fact, I sent out a tweet and you freaking people encouraged me. Ultimately, it was my decision, so I take full responsibility, but God, I knew you guys were looking for a fucking train wreck.
Well, I didn't encourage or discourage it. I did ask you. I was kind of asleep whenever you said something about it.
You were kind of asleep? You were very asleep.
Yeah.
Anywho. So, phase 6 went off without a hitch. Phase 7 took me a little bit longer than I thought because, hey, it took Dropbox freaking forever to sync it. You know, I thought it would actually use the LAN sync. I don't know why, but it decided to actually download everything. So it took forever to get the freaking passwords onto the sync just so that I could connect to the stream. There we go. And then you freaking disappeared somewhere in there. And I'm like, Kitty, what the fuck? We got to go on. Where the hell are you? Night missing.
Yeah, when I came out here, and you still weren't ready with this thing.
Yeah. I got us back online, didn't I?
Yeah. I'm not saying anything about it. I just, you did this and don't freak out at me over it.
I'm not freaking out at you.
Just chill out. Chill the fuck out.
I would have been more chill if you had been out here ready to go. That way I would know that it was only me holding us up and I wouldn't,
I'm ready to go.
All right. What a day it's been. So, I have been noticing something about our shows.
Okay.
They're starting to get longer again.
Okay.
I really want to hold us to an hour.
Okay.
Oh, and you know what? I was actually supposed to set a little timer thing before we went on. Yeah. That's fun. So I failed to do that, but that's okay because now I can just adjust things.
We go for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe 11.
12, actually. That's all right. It doesn't have to be exactly 1 hour. Just
exactly
close.
After 1 hour, I'm just leaving.
It just whether just we're or not, just drop the mic.
Yeah, we could just be talking about the flick pick, and it's a 1 hour gone. You can do whatever you want to do. I'll just leave after an hour.
All right, I'll just you know me, I won't shut up. Just get me going. I'll just keep talking.
I'll find something to do. I'll just go.
Well, you did bring something home today.
Yeah. I brought some seltzers home. Those original New York seltzers. I saw them the other day at the store I go to when I get like a lottery ticket. And I just noticed them in there. And for some reason, I know we had talked to a few of our friends online about it.
Is that like Christopher Walken? But,
yeah, he,
you know,
he
when he's flapping his mouth.
Yeah. Christopher Talken.
Yeah.
But I just remember it came up in conversation somewhere, and
it was on Getting Geeky, I'm pretty sure.
Was it? Okay.
It may have been on Rebel Stoke Jim's Canadian content.
Yeah. One of them, but I just saw them, I picked them up, a couple up today. They had like four or five different flavors, but I know you like cherry, and so I just got the black cherry ones just to be safe.
Well, black cherry was always my favorite flavor.
Well, I did.
Yeah,
I did good.
Have these. We used to get these at Costco when I was a kid. And I think they used to come in cans. I don't remember them coming in glass bottles, but hey, whatever.
I think I remember the
bottle. This is just a nice little soda. So it's an original New York seltzer, naturally flavored. Look out. Oh, you know what else we used to get at Costco when I was a kid that I've been seeing more frequently?
Hot dogs.
Okay. The Hanson's sodas.
That stupid kid group?
No, not Mbop. although, wait, after you drink one, you would at least get
Mbop?
The first half of it. Mbop. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Very good, Kitty.
I win.
So, shall we open up the seltzers and see if they're everything that I remember and more?
Okay, because I don't think I've had one of these since the 80s.
Yeah, me either.
So,
But we can't both drink them at the same time.
I'm going to get a couple of tweets in here.
Oh, okay.
Because we have been getting some. A lot of them from Tom. But Brian did say he was here.
I'm Tom, and I'm way into butts.
Shit, that's good.
He said...
Not Tom being way into butts, but... Damn. That's actually really good. No wonder. There's a crap ton of sugar in it. 31 grams. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it sugar, or...?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out. Carbonated water, cane sugar, citric acid, and natural flavors. It's sugar.
Okay.
All right. There's a lot of it, but, is it good?
I was just going to mention one of his tweets. He said, if the show... If this show fell out of a plane, it would be hosted by that fracking splat. That's a favorite that
awesome. One. Awesome. Yep. Already done. Let's see. Midnight movie nights, midnight cheese and rice, midnight pizza slice. Nice, Tom. Very, very nice. Let's see. I vote that the show tonight starts with an extra long version of the theme music, followed by a yodel competition. Yodel A, fuck no.
Woohoo?
Woohoo? Yahoo? Yoohoo? They're in the fridge. Okay, are there still sweet. Yoohoo in the fridge?
Yeah, there's still a couple.
Why the hell did you get Yoohoo?
When or why?
No, why?
I don't know. It was just something. I was at work, and for some reason, it seemed like a good idea at the time. And I didn't want to get one of those great big bottles, so... I just got the little juice box.
Tom, you're a sick bastard. At Movie Nights Pod, you've swabbed out a lot of her parts. Swapped with a P. You sick fuck.
With the P.
Shut up. Leave me. Oh, my God. Screw you guys. I'm going. Oh, shit, I'm already home.
Okay, just go to the next tweet or something. Here's one from Ryan. Fuck, someone get her some cheese. Hashtag whiny sieves. Then he says, love you.
Marianne asks, so we've gone beyond throat punching and gone straight to throat kicking. Well, throat punching is something that Honey does. And it is not Friday of last week. And I have not gone full Honey in the last 8 days. So there will be no throat punching. However, throat kicking... That is relevant to our flick pick. Holy crap. Everything is... You guys are keeping us on our toes tonight. Let's see. Watch out at that fracking cat. She sounds angry. If you need help, just say ribbit.
I'm holding on to that one.
Okay. What the fuck, Tom? I think this is a Caitlyn Jenner joke, but Christopher Walken was born a woman. And Tom also says, we listeners demand that you two celebrate Side Boob Sunday and post a pic of dem titty. Damn it, Tom. I need to read Tom's tweets before I actually vocalize them.
I like Jim's with a P. Hashtag golden showers bring me flowers.
Fuck, what the hell. Yeah.
People waiting too long, and then their mind starts to wander.
Yeah, well, I'm happy with my decision, even if it delayed the show by 45 minutes. Because hey, starting 45 minutes late is still better than what we've done in the past. I agree, Marianne. I agree. Oh my.
It's gotten weird.
Yeah. So how was your week now that I've had my little rant and just shared how much my week sucked?
Well, most of it was just working and sleeping, except for
fuck you.
Well, son, what? Oh.
Sleeping. You got to rub it in like that?
A little bit of sleep.
You got to rub it in like that.
I
really?
I usually get about 4 hours of sleep. Yeah, maybe 5.
I usually do 4 to 5 hours, and I can function on that just fine.
I can't think of anything weird that has gone on this week at all. Sunday, I did have a day. I talked a little bit about it on Getting Geeky, but I was going to talk about it here, too, that we went to the beach after we saw a movie. We went to see Tomorrowland again with Marianne. And then we went to the beach.
Yeah, Sunday was awesome.
I thought that was fun. I actually walked on the beach barefooted. Or bear pawed, I don't know, whatever.
You have bear paws?
No. But just walking on the beach barefoot in the dry sand, you sink like a foot into the in the sand or something. I'm not used to that. I've walked on sand back home, you know, sand and rocks. And
isn't it just like your litter?
Well, I was scratching at the ground for a bit. You told me I couldn't poop out there, so. I didn't. I thought about it. I mean, because, you know, when you go in the litter box, you have to poop. Or we didn't get to do any of them. And no one brought a scoop with them, so. Yeah, I couldn't do that. And I did get chased by water, the big water. It tried to reach out and grab me.
You periscoped it, too.
Yeah. I did post it on YouTube, but for some reason when I did it, you know, from the phone, it listed it as private, so I'm going to have to go in there and put it as public so anyone that wants to see that can see it. But I was going
to
do that today.
You have to make your private pubic? What?
What? But yeah, I will. I'll probably tweet that out whenever it's... You know, it's out there where everyone can see it. Because I started to look for it after I posted it. What happened here? And it shows up. It's listed as private. I don't know how, but...
Tom, what the fuck are you on tonight? Bear paws? What a middle-aged bear goes through, like, when Yogi needed hormone therapy? Oh, wow. Yeah. Ryan's retweeting what Tom already said. I do like what Jim said, though. Good, strong stream. Yeah. Awesome. Hashtag P. Way to go, Knights. Urine in the groove. Yeah. Yeah. You're in the groove. Good. Yep. Very good. Ay, ay, ay. Hi, Kitty.
Hey. But let's see. That's mostly been my week.
Cool.
Just, you know, Sunday was the highlight of it, and the rest of it was just a boring week.
Yeah.
Seems like something happened, but I guess it wasn't that fantastic. Not enough to mention it.
Well, yeah.
Work is still stupid.
Work was tough this week, too. It really was.
You don't have to deal with idiots. You work with smart peoples who has brains.
Yes, I do. And I love my coworkers. Some of our clients really put us through hell. And there's not a lot I can say about that, but I had a project that didn't get approved until late on Wednesday. And the delivery time was 9 a.m. on Friday. And that's not a good thing for when... you're severely sleep deprived. Thursday was an absolutely brutal day, and it wasn't made any easier by learning of the passing of Christopher Lee.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
Yeah. But he was with us for 93 long years.
I didn't know he was that old. I know he was old, but when I looked on, you know, on his IMDb page, it's, wow. He hung in and he was still working.
Yeah. So, and what was going to be our flick pick this week? Jurassic World, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you had to work and...
Yeah.
You know, I had no idea when you were going to get here and I had to sleep, so didn't want to make everything go at the last minute and have the show late.
Indeed. Indeed. So... We changed our flick pick, and I guess we should just jump right into it.
Okay.
The flick pick.
How's Battleforged? Oh, wait. No, we're not doing that anymore. Or at least not for now. Wow, you guys are active tonight. Cool. You know, we do need an ad break. Thank you, Tom. Says go to apartofhim.com and deathraycomics.com. Hell yeah. You know what? That was another thing that rocked about today. Not only did I get my laptop back, not only did I get to do an upgrade that I've been wanting to do for quite some time. But
chai latte too.
That was awesome. Giant chai latte providing me with the energy I needed to start the day. Oh my God, I'm becoming such a California douchebag.
Yeah.
Wow. Because guess what I had for breakfast?
Oatmeal?
Nope.
What?
Kashi cereal.
Oh, yeah, the twigs and stuff.
With almond grain. Milk. God. It hurts.
Well, I found that cereal.
It hurts, and I'm wearing an Apple Watch.
I'm the one who had to find that. And I had to go order the latte. I had to make sure it was right, too. I had to ask them. You said a venti yeah. spiced chai latte.
Yeah.
And then just like a moment later, I was like, wait, did I say vanilla or venti? She said venti. I was like, okay, good.
Hey, it's not my fault that you second-guessed yourself.
I don't listen to what I say.
Clearly.
I had the text. I read it and as it was, but just, you know, I have a short attention span. I saw something shiny and then I didn't know where I was at.
Squirrel.
Yeah. So anyways, I was on the way back and I stopped and got the mail.
Yeah. And there were comics in there, which made me very, very happy.
And again, where'd you get them comics?
I got my comics from deathraycomics.com. And you know what? I actually went to the eBay store and picked up a graphic novel as well. So it wasn't just my regular pulls. I had a nice little bonus in this delivery.
Bonus.
Aren't you going to ask what I got?
What'd you get?
What'd you get? Because you got a couple comics too.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. Okay. These are yours.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Squirrel girls. Squirrel.
I got to switch soundboards.
Squirrel.
And of course I'd talk over it. So what'd you get?
Well,
you got Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, 4 and 5. 4 looks interesting because it's all pixelated with Squirrel Girl on, you know, half of the page and Galacticus on the other. Did I say Galacticus?
You said Galacticus.
Galacticus.
Yeah.
All right. So that should be interesting to see.
I got both of those. Ooh. I'm going to pull a Johnny White Trash here. don't drink soda and pod. I'm really afraid of burping as I'm talking. But hey, if it comes out, I'll just pull a Shrek. Better out than in, I always say. Yeah.
just go with it.
Yeah. It's not like I can do it on command. Anyway, so I also got Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. And I got Princess Leia, number 3, Darth Vader, number 4 and 5, and Star Wars, number 5, as well as Frank Miller's Sin City.
Oh, you did get that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you were asking me about it, but...
Boom.
Wow.
Right there. So, yes, another one of the classic graphic novels I have added to my collection, and I will hopefully read sometime soon. So
that's cool. I haven't read that one before. I've seen the movie, but even then I didn't see it when it first came out.
I saw it opening day in IMAX.
Really?
It was awesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch it until what, last year when we... Is it coming?
I don't know.
Oh.
I was just seeing if I could distract you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Excuse me.
That was not me.
That was totally you.
right as Tom tweeted, go full Johnny Belch. Boom.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because I don't even... He's like a few seconds behind on the delay, so yeah.
That wasn't strong enough for a full Johnny. I don't think I can do a full Johnny. That would have to be all you.
You better not do a full Johnny. Honey will get pissed.
Hi,
and
folks.
Then throat punch you.
Do I still have the Johnny theme on here?
No.
Aw. Bummer.
Joe comics. Got a lot of comics. That's good.
Yeah, it made me happy.
Happy Siebes is a good Siebes.
Yeah. Things to read. You know, we actually did start this. We did go into our flick pick, and we have yet to even mention what it was.
What, the flick pick?
Yeah.
Oh, The Man with the Golden Gun. A James Bond flick.
Yes. One of my favorites. It's one of my favorites because Scaramanga is, frankly, just one of my favorite villains.
He was pretty good. I've never seen this movie before.
Now, Scaramanga was portrayed by the late Christopher Lee. And, yeah, whenever there's a celebrity that passes, that means something to us. We like to pick one of their movies. And there are no shortage of Christopher Lee movies to pick from. He's got something like 289 credits on IMDb, I think.
I believe so.
You going to look that up?
Yeah.
Awesome. Sure. Yeah. I think it's 289. And for some reason, that number just...
278.
Crap.
Close. It was in the 200s.
That's as an actor. What else does he have? You know, well, I'm sure that we can... yeah. Anyway.
Something he did something about a heavy metal album?
Yes.
Like recently?
He did a heavy metal Christmas album on top of that.
Oh, and Christmas album too?
Yeah.
Heavy metal Christmas album. Okay. Yes. I'll just have to hear that.
Yeah, it's a Jingle Hell and what was the other one? Oh, crap. I don't remember what the other song he did. But yeah, he's done a few heavy metal songs.
Okay. I would definitely have to hear a couple of those. Just to say he did that.
Oh, it's great. It really is. It's all over YouTube. You can find it pretty easily. Just look up Christopher Lee Heavy Metal Christmas. Yeah. All right, so The Man with the Golden Gun. Interesting thing, and my source on this is the IMDb trivia, but interestingly enough, if I remember correctly, this was the last of the Ian Fleming books to be turned into a James Bond movie. And it turned out that Christopher Lee was originally offered the role of, or did he audition, or was he offered the role of Dr. No, the first James Bond movie. But then he ended up taking the role as Scaramanga in the last of the movies to be made from the books. And he was actually the cousin of Ian Fleming. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah. So he's... Now, I remember reading that the box office reception for The Man with the Golden Gun was not very good, but I absolutely love this one. It really is one of my favorites. I particularly love that the sheriff from Live and Let Die returns, and there's a little bit of a boat scene. It reminds me so much of the prior film, again, Live and Let Die, and and the sheriff is there, and this time instead of chasing Bond around the entire place, he's just in there spouting out all of this racist crap. The 70s were a very, very different time.
Some of them.
he kept calling all the Thai people pointy heads.
I didn't get that. I've never heard that before. I was like, is that a racist term or something?
Yes, very.
Okay, well, I've never heard it before.
This movie is like locked in time, and it's just, you know, that would not fly today at all.
No, because I didn't even know what it was.
Clifton James could not do that character today.
Yeah, he does Southern really good.
Yeah. But, yeah. But I really enjoyed the boat scene, especially when, you know, he goes through and slices the other one in half, and right then the sheriff is, you know, looking over, like, kind of, it's like, I think I recognize that guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you did. Well, I'm not gonna say warn you. Told me ahead of time about something about the sheriff that I would like the sheriff, and I did look up who it was, and I didn't have any clue what you were talking about until I saw it. And I'll actually have to go back and watch Live and Let Die just to see that guy, because he was funny. I mean, he was racist, but he was kind of funny.
Like how he
didn't seem hateful. He was just stupid.
No, he's just a man out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's this movie is 40 years old now, 41 years old.
Well, I wouldn't say he was out of time. He was just out of his element.
Oh, definitely.
Not in the South.
Where a Southern boy.
Like,
in,
whatever.
A Southern good old boy in Thailand.
Yeah, that'll go over well.
And he does not like the elephant in his pocket. And, oh, they will do that. They are, if you've got food in your pockets, the elephants over there, they will reach in and get it.
That's not right. Don't be sticking your trunk in my pockets. I would never go there.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do with that one, Kitty.
I was going to make a couple of points about this movie when we first started watching it. You know, they have that test that they started out with like the assassin. You know, he's in there shooting a gun against, I guess it's like a mannequin or something, or just a robot they have set up that shoots back. But, you know, it's like an Old West kind of robot looking guy. And he's shooting his gun and pow, pow, pow. And the assassin that's going through this maze is shooting back. And his gun is going pow, 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 you know, just making the loud gun noises. The thing had a silencer on it. It should be going like pew, pew, pew. That was just a minor thing, but yeah. But I was like, that shouldn't be making noise like that. And then I just noticed M's desk. That is M, right?
Yes, yeah. That was M.
And, you know, he has pipes lined up in a holder. Those things were too clean. Pipes, properly used pipes are, you know, dirty on the inside. They're seasoned. Those were clean. So he probably puts bubbles in those. He sits in his office.
Ooh. And
makes
Ooh,
soap bubbles.
I like that idea. But if he did that, wouldn't that, you know, like, what if he puffed his tobacco, or maybe it wasn't a tobacco pipe, maybe it was some kind of other pipe. Ooh. I mean, he is M.
He can do what he wants. He makes up the rules.
It's probably a crack pipe. But afterwards, he put a little bubbles in.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Her name, Bubbles.
You see this tweet that Jim sent?
Which one?
The one
I covered my Twitter.
Yeah, you should cover your Twitter. Tom's got some winners in there. It's the he's got, I can't tell if it's a Blu-ray or DVD, but it's The Man with Golden Gun disc. It's 1974, and all I have to say is good night.
Oh, he's got, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, very cool, Jim. Very, very cool. Do you have the full collection, I wonder? That would certainly make sense.
Looks kind of like something from a collector's set.
I think it had Casino Royale, because I think that was number 20. And then it was right before Quantum of Solace came out.
I thought it was after that. I thought it was right up to the point when Skyfall came out, because that was the 50th anniversary.
Gosh, I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't have any.
They've had so many Bond specials over the years. I think I've got, I want to say I have 14 of them. I never completed my collection. So I'm still missing a few of them. And Live and Let Die is actually one of the ones I'm missing. But they play that on TV so often. I mean,
which one?
Live and Let Die.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't watch TV. So,
well, but I'm just saying
it gets a lot of play.
It's readily available. You know, Jane Seymour was the Bond girl on that one. So it's one of the more popular ones.
Okay. Yeah. Heard about it, but just haven't seen it. And I only have like a few James Bond movies. Like, I think I have all but one or two of Brosnan's run. And then I do have all.
He only had like three movies. He had
GoldenEye. I've got that one.
GoldenEye, yeah. Tomorrow Never Dies.
Don't have that one.
And then Die Another Day.
Don't have that one.
And
Die Another Day. Yeah, I've got that one.
And
maybe I just have two of his then. I thought he had like five movies.
No, did he have another one? The World's Not Enough.
Four?
Yeah, he had four of them.
I was close. I thought he had like five, but
yeah, I've got all of those.
Okay.
So, and then I've got all three Daniel Craig. I've got The Living Daylights and oh crap. Why am I blanking on what the other Timothy Dalton one was? It was The Living Daylights and License to Kill.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure I got both of those. I used to watch James Bond with my brother when we were kids. In fact, my brother used to have this book. It had like all the technical readout of like everything that Q Branch created. And he used to do these really awesome drawings of Bond's Walther PPK. So it
always wanted one of those guns. Oh,
do you remember the cartoon? Do you remember the cartoon James Bond Jr.?
Oh yeah,
we used to watch that at my babysitter's.
Oh shit! Now there's part of that theme song stuck in my head. And now it's gone.
Yeah, I don't remember it in that detail. I just remember it was like his like nephew or something. Okay, yeah, it is. It's the Bond 50. Oh, you know what? They sell that over at Costco. Aw, Ryan's phone died and he's got no more stream. I hear they make pills for that.
Flomex for the win, as Tom said earlier.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What?
Tom says, my favorite Bond movie is Live and Let Go. James goes to Al-Anon. Ay, ay, ay.
No more martinis.
Yeah, that movie certainly has a twist.
There was something else here.
That one didn't work. Okay.
I didn't like Roger Moore all that much anymore after seeing this.
Really?
Dude was an asshole. He was kind of a dick.
You're thinking about in the boat scene, aren't you?
No.
20,000 baht.
Yeah. That one wasn't all that great either. He was definitely an asshole. The kid climbs onto his boat and is...
You very handsome man. 40 baht.
Yeah, trying to sell him the wooden elephant. And giving him a good deal. And he just pushes him off the boat. After telling him he would give him... 20,000, whatever it was he was saying, whatever monies.
20,000 baht?
Yeah. To get the boat running. And the kid flips a switch, probably a flood switch or something. And the boat takes off. And he just pushes the kid off the boat. I'm like, you asshole.
Okay, in modern currency, that would be about 6,666 dollars. About. Roughly.
So he offered the kid about $6,700 and the kid made the boat work and then he just pushed him off. Stiffed him.
Yeah. I don't think the kid did $6,700 worth of, you know,
It doesn't matter. He said he was going to give it to him.
I don't know what bot was worth back then, but...
He could have at least given him a 20, taken the damn elephant, and then pushed the kid off the boat. Not just push the kid off. That was just wrong. And he's beating up a woman, trying to break her arm, and he slaps her. It's like, what an ass. I thought that was just screwed up. I don't remember any other time that he's Bond has hit a woman like that.
Women have gone after Bond before and fought him.
Well, Xenia on the top. She wasn't some fighting woman. I mean, I'm not talking about those kind of women like her. You know, when he fought Jean Grey, that was pretty epic because she was tough. But this woman wasn't tough. She was just like a go-to woman. And he's trying to break her arm and then slaps her around. It's like ass.
Interrogating.
Still, it doesn't matter.
What the hell is wrong with this? You're the one saying like this was fucked up. He was being bad to the woman. I'm sitting here like he's interrogating her.
Yeah, what's wrong
this
with this?
This is so backwards.
And she hasn't even done anything at this point, and he just sneaks into her room while she's in the shower and he's standing there watching her at the door creepily.
That's Bond.
She hasn't done anything yet. That's what I said. She's like, just a go-to woman, and he's watching her in her room. You freak.
It's like it's like Jim said, Roger Moore, James Bond, licensed to be a dick.
Well, he's using that license.
Oh, I'm going to regret reading this without or vocalizing this without reading it first. But Tom says Bond would hit a woman if she did something silly like trying to drive a car or start. Fuck you, Tom.
If he had a good enough reason, then yeah, okay. Ow!
You be nice.
I was being nice. I didn't give specific names.
Uh-huh.
I got hit.
You deserved that one. That's the first time I've ever actually struck you.
Yeah. I'm going to cry.
Wuss.
What was the other thing? I'm blanking on it. It was a good point.
I don't know what point you were going to make. I really don't.
I don't know. Just rib it.
Okay. All right, so the man with the golden gun, this was actually a clean energy movie long before it became trendy 40 years later. Think about that.
Yeah, that's true. They were trying to get the clean energy going.
Yeah, it had to do, it was all about the solar power. And now, of course, it was harnessed into a weapon. I'm not going to say that, you know, the Dark Knight Returns ripped off the plot point, but Now I have to ask, what did you think of the superfluous Paplia?
That was odd, just a weird thing to put out there.
Does it put...
I didn't get it at first until M didn't get it when he mentioned it to M. He was like, what are you talking about?
Yep. Third nipple. Yeah. Now that you've seen this, does a certain scene in Mallrats make more sense?
Yeah, and Krusty the Clown. Those are the two things I first thought of when you mentioned that. Mallrats and Krusty the Clown.
Every time I see Madame Ivana, I think of Roger Moore peeling off that nipple, and instead of eating it like she does, he just tosses it away. But
I remembered the thing I was going to bring up before I forget it. We mentioned, you know, what was it? Throat kicks earlier.
Yeah.
It's whenever Bond is caught and he's in like this, I don't know what kind of martial arts fighting that school that was, but they were brutal and they were cutting each other up. But he's fighting the one guy, and he kicks him in the throat. And I was like, did he just throat kick that guy?
Hence the discussion of throat kicks.
Because anytime...
We finally got there.
Yeah. Anytime anyone gets hit now in the throat, I think of Honey.
In the throat!
I can't help but think, you know, throat
oh
punching.
God, here comes Tom's comments about deep throat. Just watch.
What?
Just watch.
Oh, I like that Marianne and Tom did, you know, say time for ribbits. That was a safe word. If I needed help to get out, I was supposed to say ribbit. And you hit me, so I was saying ribbit.
I got it. I didn't hit you very hard.
No.
Shut up. You can tag me in the arm the same way that I got you. Fair is fair.
No, that wouldn't work.
Why not?
Because you'd go through the wall. I wouldn't know what that.
I did not hit you that hard.
I'm just saying I probably would. So I don't know how to control that. It either just made me like touching your arm and that would be it, or
you don't know how to do just like a quick little jab?
I can, but I don't want to risk it.
Well, now
you're
just
delicate.
You're just making me more
at something or like sand or.
Yeah, hey, I'm fine on sand. I've been around sand my entire life.
So yeah, I just don't want to.
No, I want.
I'll save it for later.
Come on, give me a little jab in the arm.
No, that's okay. I'll save it for later.
Seriously,
it's like a get out of jail free card.
I know that this is a one time offer. It expires when we go off air.
Okay. You just have to keep talking until next week.
Yeah,
don't know my strength.
So.
Don't want to hurt the Siebes.
You're not going to hurt the Siebes. I promise you. Knick-knack.
Paddywhack?
No. No, Herve.
Villachaise. Is that how you say it?
I think. Okay. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Bong. Bong.
Yeah, shut up. I'm not wearing my earrings right now. But I did just hit my microphone, so. Do you think that they got the idea for him on Fantasy Island from watching The Man with the Golden Gun?
He didn't say anything about a plane. Wait, he was in a plane. I guess you could put that together. Someone brought in Fantasy Island.
I mean, like,
that dude's
freaking
in a plane.
Okay, all right, so.
That's what I'm on a crazy island.
Yes, tattoo, you know, deplane, yeah. But tattoo kind of, from what I remember, served the same function as knick-knack. And I remember that confusing the hell out of me when I was a kid.
So he wasn't just serving Christopher Lee. Now he's working for Khan.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he worked for Count Dooku and then for Khan.
Nice. He's a minion.
Bapple? All right. Overall, what did you think of this movie?
I enjoyed it. I liked it. There was a lot of, there was some humor in it. I didn't like that he was beating up a woman, but whatever. And, wait a minute. What was the one scene that was so funny?
It was scene 36.
Wait, I did like the fight scene with the school, the martial arts school that he was in. And I liked the part when he was.
Escaping. Yeah, it was when.
Trying to be all manly and.
He's protecting the two little, you know, the two girls.
Like,
and then
you.
they go in and kick the crap out of every single guy there. That's one of my favorite scenes.
Yeah. That's what I said. I was like, it's the look
on his face. You know, he's like, oh, okay. And he just stands back and watches.
It reminded me of Cannonball Run when he was in that and he was watching the fight.
I like how that last guy, they, you know, tee him up for him and he looks like he's about to punch him and he just pushes the guy in the face and pushes him over.
What a wuss. He couldn't try to break the dude's arm or slap him around any. It's because he wasn't a woman.
I like the agent that he was working with. Their father is the sensei at the karate dojo. Or whatever he says. I don't remember.
Yeah, something like that, though.
But those girls kicked ass. They were awesome.
But other than that little point, I like this Bond movie.
Johnny's asking if we talked about Kung Fury.
I think I should mention that at this point.
I haven't watched it yet.
I do want to mention it because it's awesome.
Okay, how long is it?
It's like 30 minutes.
Oh, well, shit, I don't have enough time to watch it while we're live. Yeah.
No, this is an actual kind of short movie.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll bring it up.
All right, but no spoilers because I haven't seen it yet.
No, I won't. I just, the basics.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, let's see.
Good Bond movie.
Knick-knack is to Tattoo as Scaramanga is to Mr. Rourke. Nice. Throat Kick Thursday. Let's make that happen. I've got a show on Thursday, so I think we can make that happen. Alrighty. All right.
Good movie. Anyone that hasn't seen it, watch it. It is dated, you know, because it's in what?
It's very dated.
83?
No, 74.
74? Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Now, I can't say that this movie came out before you were born, but you were just a kitten when it came out.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that. But okay. Somebody had...
You've already made it public knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know how old I am anymore.
I know how old you are. Alrighty then. I do believe that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. Oh, wait. No, I want to say a little bit more about Christopher Lee because, again, we had to run through and choose our flick pick, and it was originally going to be Jurassic World. But on thinking back on Christopher Lee's career, it's how do you choose one of his movies? I mean, do you go with Fu Manchu? Do you go? I know he did Dracula or Frankenstein.
Yeah,
he did a lot of monster movies. He's been. I mean, he was Count Dooku in the Star Wars prequels. I watched Attack of the Clones. Already.
I think it was that Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had it on in the background. I mean, he's just been in so many things. But when I thought about it, this was the first thing I ever saw him in. Scaramanga is one of the well, that's at least the first thing I remember seeing him in. You know, like when I first noticed, you know, hey, this guy's really good. And he was a hell of a Bond villain. You know, I love that dinner scene. You know, and he's just sitting there like, come on, this, you know, like, come on, Bond, we're the same. When are we gonna get to reminisce like this and discuss this? Sure, we'll have our fight, but first, you know, let's have a little bit of mutual respect. I always like that about him. He really is just one of my favorite Bond villains, and
I always do like a villain with class.
Indeed. Indeed.
He's not just trying to kill everybody. He wants to know things. Let's get to know you. Then I'll kill you. Then you die.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my thought process, and I was happy that you agreed that we should go with the man with the golden gun.
Mom was up for watching something I haven't seen. If you say it's good. I can't think of one that I've watched that hasn't been yet. I'm like, dude, that sucked.
You're saying you like my choice or a taste in movies?
Mostly.
Awesome. I like that. I'm pretty fond of your taste in movies, too.
We almost have the same movie collection. I bet over half of them are the same movies.
Probably. Jim says the man with the golden class. Indeed. Indeed. All right, that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
As always, that's Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
The live show starts at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Western. And we got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com, and it's also where you can find the live stream that you're hearing right now if you're listening live.
Yeah. And on Twitter, we are at Movie Nights Pod.
I was saying that in my head.
Uh-huh.
I think I even said midnight in my head, too.
Yeah. On Twitter, we are damn it! Screw you! Screwed me up. All right. On Twitter, we are at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And we're going to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo. And some dude named Ed Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherman.
I'm Tom, and I'm way into butts.
For our theme. And at DC Cantel for our segment intros. And I haven't even checked to see if we have any followers.
We do. Trisha D. Cook at Premium Con Corp.
Groovy.
Cool. Thanks for following us.
And we want to thank you for listening.
Yeah, we do. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
And you, but not you.
Or you. You know what you did. Seriously.
Yeah,
no,
did.
don't look at us like that. No. No. We're not going to thank you.
And that's a rude gesture.
We're going to thank them and them and them and them and them, but not you. Because you know what you did.
No pod for you.
No pod for you. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Hey, Kitty.
Wait, what?
Well, we already watched your movie. What the hell are we going to do now?
We'll probably watch another movie.
Okay. So let's go watch another movie?
Talking's hard.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Nights.
Nice to have the setup back to normal. It really is.
Yeah.
And good. That was really awesome. The countdown timer on my watch went off right as the theme started. Like, oh god, all right, who's calling me? Oh hey, it's not a call. The alarm's going off. Woohoo! That is something cool. I can do like full blown Dick Tracy calls on this thing.
You're living in the Dick Tracy future.
You know what? So many people, or not so many people, really, it's just one person. My boss is giving me so much crap for getting this. You know, he keeps asking, you know, like, all right, what is it going to do for you to make you more productive, enhance your life? And I'm looking at it going like, okay, I had, you know, you're attacking it on the price. Okay, so let's look at this.
I'll give them that.
I had a fitness tracker that was $130, I think.
I think you said it was something like that.
And that's no longer functional. And I like having the activity tracker. So let's just say, setting aside the 130 for a fitness tracker. It's also a really nice fucking watch.
It looks neat. I really don't think it's anything I would ever have.
You know what? I don't have to know every single little possible use for it. I'm enjoying the hell out of it, and I really can't wait to start writing some apps for it. Just to see what's possible. I mean, where the hell has everyone's wonderment gone? You know, it's a brand new device, and
no, I'm not saying I wouldn't want one. I would, but just my work. I couldn't have one. I'd work, so I would break it, or something would get scratched, or it's just not a good watch for the working man.
Nice. Well, hey, I figured out, you know, at least one way that I could use it for the show. So,
that worked.
Yeah.
So, I didn't want to tell you.
I'm just enjoying the hell out of this thing. Okay, you wanted to tell me?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about this movie, Kung Fury. Kung Fury. It's like a 30-minute short, but it's made like a movie. It was Kickstarter back in December 2013. And they wanted like $200,000 for it. But at some point, they kicked it up to $1 million because they wanted worldwide distribution, you know, the international rights. And they ended up getting like $600,000 for it. But, you know, they were going to make a full movie out of it. But, you know, the original plan was to make it a 30-minute short, put it out there for free. And so they've done that. And they took a lot of that money and put extras into it. But it's basically... It's set up like it's the way it was filmed. Where was it? I lost it. Anyways, the visual effects, they softened the film quality to make it look like it was like 16 millimeter. So it looks like it also looks like it's a videotape when it's playing. At certain points, a part of it comes up. It says tracking. Do you remember VCR tapes when they said tracking? They had the little lines.
My God.
But this is, it's the stupidest shit you've ever seen, but it's funny just because it is like a parody of a parody. But this guy's like a cop in Miami in 1985 or something, and he gets he gets struck by lightning, and he becomes the...
The Flash?
Even better. Like, he becomes Kung Fury. He's like some ancient Kung Fu master now, and he's all powerful, and... He's a cop, kicking ass, and he even fights an arcade machine at one point.
So I'm guessing this is what we're going to be watching next?
Yeah, it won't take long. It's, like I said, it's 30 minutes, and it's just stupid. The guy talks, he narrates his own life, and he's got that gruff voice, and he's always talking like this. No matter what he's talking about, he's always talking like this. All tough and shit.
Okay, then.
And then he gets to fight Nazis. There's dinosaurs involved.
Yeah, screw you, Nazis. Are they Illinois Nazi?
No, they're not Illinois Nazis. They're old school German Nazis.
Because I do hate Illinois Nazis.
Who doesn't hate them? But